All right, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Monday, the day after Super Bowl 51. Onward, upward, back to business as usual. Fort Gratiot Township, what's going on there? Let's check in with the Township Supervisor, Georgia Baldwin. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's life in the fort?
Life in the fort is great. We're hoping for some sun today.
It would be nice.
Yeah, apparently, there are only two sunny days in January.
Yeah, that is true.
That's
it's dreary,
awful.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. So, we're aiming for a little higher in the month of February.
Anything you can do to help that?
I'm working on it. I'm going to start taking on Comcast here soon as well. I've gotten a lot of people have contacted me regarding services between what's offered, what's not offered. Customer service seems to be the biggest. So. I think I'm going to ramp that up this month.
Well, you're a little cocky after that whole DTE thing,
aren't you?
You
know, I'm thinking the answer's always no if you don't ask, right?
Right, exactly.
So I don't have any idea to whom I need to contact. I don't know where to start, really. I have some contact at the FCC. I don't know, but I figure it can't hurt to throw something out there because it's becoming more consistent. Or maybe it's always been there, but it was overshadowed by DTE, and now that we've been good with DTE for a full year.
Right.
You know, maybe it's time to take it on and say, okay, we're sitting up, we're taking notice, but this is not going to be acceptable.
Yeah, when you know, if it's a little bit here and a little bit there, but when entire chunks of the system are all having the same problem at the same time, it makes you wonder.
Right. Well, and for Jalenvale, I heard that it was horrendous.
They had some audio issues. Yeah.
Well, the whole purpose is audio.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
That's. For how far we are with technology, it just doesn't seem like that should be tolerated, especially for what they charge.
You know, these companies grow so big and so fast, and they grow bigger than they can keep up with the technology sometimes, I think. You know,
if I know that I can turn into your station and listen to Jalen Bale, or I can go on Facebook Live for free and watch it, why would I continue for those services?
Yeah.
So they need to step up their game. Like I said, I'm not sure what we can do, but I've been contacted frequently by very different people. You know, it's not just one group who said, okay, everybody do a call out. It's completely different, unrelated parties.
Yeah.
They have different issues. So I think that's on the minds of residents a little bit right now.
Well, and maybe they will take notice when it's not just a customer, but, you know, a township official saying, look, the whole township is having issues with you.
Right.
You know, so power in numbers. What's new in Fort Gratiot right now?
Well, yeah, the Amish store opening up within the next couple of weeks, I believe.
All right.
So they're in the old D Brothers party store. It was a different party store before that, but it's just north of Discount Tire.
Okay.
So the feedback I've gotten is that people are very excited about having this opportunity. So
people travel long distances for places like this.
Yes. So to have it, you know, convenient for the people who are here, and then again, so just one more a unique piece to bring people in to shop then at the things that we have is just the way to do it.
Absolutely.
We're really excited about it.
Yeah. What else?
What do we have? We have, Panda Express will be building soon, and a couple other pieces of property that people are looking at to do some redevelopment. So, you know, nothing concrete, no names of types of businesses, just, you know, questions. Is there an outlot in this section? You know, that kind of thing. So we're certainly not slowing down. We're not stopping. So I think 2017 is going to be good for construction as well. And a new subdivision, or in addition to a subdivision, Provencal Preserve, that's on Craft Road. The second phase of that has come to the township to build. So some more housing, and that's
always good.
We're excited for that, too. Lessens that tax burden on all of us.
Absolutely. I got to ask, because everybody's always talking about it, the mall. What's going to happen to
the mall?
Nobody's ever at the mall. The mall's going to close. What's going on with the mall? Anything?
The mall, you know. We love the mall, and the Canadian Shopper loves the mall, and the property owners love the mall, and I know that because currently on top of the Target store, they have new HVAC units that are hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the construction and infrastructure is not stopping. And so I think to that end, that's a big commitment to our area to put money in the infrastructure. So where I know that there are people who would rather see some of the mauve tile maybe come up, or, you know, different things here or there. Putting it in the infrastructure means long term. No one updates hundreds of thousands of dollars in heating and cooling to close. And so we're confident. I've had great conversations with Amy. She works for Rouse Properties, and she's the mall general manager. She's not here. She's not at this location full time. She manages a couple different properties. But I'm confident that this mall is going to be okay. And so a lot of the stores that we're losing are stores that are closing, again, nationwide. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen closing that I think is indicative of our area. All of the closings have been indicative of that company in particular. And what's happening right now is the same. And a lot of these rumors that start, you know, I don't know if it's someone who's maybe they were seasonal help and this is what they believe or what they've been told. But even, and I'm going to say the bad word, even when the Costco rumors were coming around, you had people saying, I know because my family member has already put in an application because they were told by corporate. And none of that was true. So, but it starts and it takes a life of its own. And if you're getting your news from Facebook, it's probably,
right.
I guess it's 50-50, yeah. You know. But no, the mall is doing well, and the mall isn't planning on going anywhere, and we're not planning on letting it go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, I think it is when somebody sees something in writing and they say, well, my so-and-so told me, you know, it was my brother-in-law or my, you know, whoever.
Yes.
People do tend to give that a little bit more credibility maybe than
sure. I'll get a call from a reporter at the Times-Herald because they read something on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's – I call that person. I don't know why they posted that, but
right.
I can tell you we're doing all right. So. Yeah. So yeah, it's, and it is scary. I mean, when you see, you know, Macy's just put out the list of closing 100 stores or something, they put it out last year. Our Macy's is not on that list. So, but you hear that first part and you just assume everything's closing and you don't bother with the follow-up on page 18, 6 months later, that doesn't list our store. And that's sometimes the problem too. You hear that first news, that first hot topic breaking story. And then the rest of the story comes out, and it turns out we're okay.
And we've talked about this before. I mean, our shopping habits have changed. It's not that people don't like buying stuff anymore
sure.
or people can't afford to buy stuff anymore. They're just going to online and other places to buy. So
absolutely. And, well, I need it right now.
Yeah.
And if I know that I can go on even Target.com and have it within 2 days and I get free shipping because I have my red card and all of these things, why do
sure.
I bother to go into the store and they might not have it?
Yeah.
So it's guaranteed to me in 2 days. And so that's a little bit of society's problem, hurting these stores. Because then when you do need something right now, the store's not going to be there for you anymore. So you do have to kind of spread the love. Okay, now let's just check out the store, and then you'll get your Valentine's stuff and all the things that are out. But it's there are other things that can be done with the mall as well. And so as retail starts to kind of change that way, there are warehouse opportunities and banquet centers and offices and personal services that certain things just can't get online.
Right.
So that mall space, for some kind of makeover, so to speak, that's not just focused on retail, would be amazing because guess what's already there? All the parking, all the water, all the sewer, all the lighting. Because where, you know, what's one of the big complaints about a downtown? There's not enough parking.
Right.
Well, if we added office space and different restaurants or something else besides retail within that space, all of it's already there. And so one of the things that Fort Gratiot is lacking is any kind of banquet space. And so we've talked about that in the past. You know, how do we attract that? Because if even Fort Gratiot wants to have some kind of event, we really kind of have to go outside our township, which we don't want to do. I mean, we will, obviously, but it would be nice to have something there. And with the lakefront, with the weddings and the events that happen along there, to have something a little closer to home. So I think that as the life cycle of the mall continues to kind of evolve, of a mall type
sure.
structure, you're going to see some really cool ideas.
Yeah, I think we're going to see malls reinvent themselves like downtowns have had to
absolutely.
Reinvent themselves.
Absolutely. There's one in, I believe it was in New York, that turned the second floor all into living spaces. And they're not large, but it was for the people who maybe are just there. Oh, no, maybe it was Washington, that are just there during the week. So
okay.
Monday through Thursday. So it only costs them maybe $400 a month. And it literally is a, you know, 500
yeah.
square feet of space. Downstairs is all the shopping.
Interesting.
You know, it's the, but yeah, what a cool concept.
Absolutely.
And not that we have that demographic who would need that kind of housing, but what a great
reinvention. Outside the box thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
What else on the horizon as far as just from a governmental standpoint in Fort Gratiot Township?
Sure. We have the notices of assessment are coming out in the mail, and it's going to be in a regular township envelope. I believe it might be stamped with something that says not a tax bill or something along those lines. It's a very important piece of paper.
Yeah, it is.
It is mailed to every property owner in the township, and what it's telling you is what we have your property valued at, your assessed value, your taxable value, whether you're getting the homestead exemption or not, and then if you don't agree with those numbers, what your rights are to appeal. And so it's so crucial that people look at this and make sure we have it right, because we manage over 6,000 properties. Sometimes maybe it isn't right. Or maybe, you know, you just purchased the house and you have information that we didn't have, we weren't privy to. So please take a look at this document, because if it does need an appeal, some things can be worked out directly with our assessor. Other things have to be taken to the Board of Review. But the Board of Review takes appointments, and that happens in March. So all of the information is there. So please take a look at it. Your eyes are way better, you know, second set of eyes than our eyes. We see it. Here's what's in front of us. We deal with it. But you live in the home or you own the property. So we want to hear from you. Also in this envelope will be our annual newsletter. So take a look at that. And just has some good information, dates for recycling, information about our Twitter, our Facebook, our website, and then how to get a hold of us in person.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Face-to-face, you do
face
that?
Face-to-face, we can do that as well. So, yeah, it's something that it's easy. It's just one sheet of paper, double-sided, but you can kind of hang on to it if you've got the space, because it'll give you the dates of, you know, trash delays and what's acceptable for recycling. Just a lot of we try to keep it kind of general and broad, but it's based on the questions that we get calls about. So anytime that, you know,
those trash pickup dates, that's probably the number one thing you get.
Number one. Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
All right.
That's
good stuff.
Happening.
Georgia, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it.
Paul.
Hey, by the way, thanks to you and your family for stopping by Jail and Bail and being part of it and helping
you.
Us raise some money.
Yes. No, it was a different feel this year little bit. But we did. We pulled out our most wanted sweatshirts and we had them on this year. And I'm excited to see what the committee comes up with for following years, because it's a very dedicated group of people that have been running it. So thank you for all you have done, because I know it's been close to the hearts of many, very local.
Yeah. And still is.
And still will be.
Yep.
Yeah. So just in a different box, different package.
Different package, just like them all.
Yes,
there you go.
Yeah.
Georgia, thanks for coming. I appreciate it. Georgia Baldwin, Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor on WPHMC.